Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to part 37 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLoshon project, To Think Before We Speak. In this session, the Chafetz Chaim cites the Gemara in Erechin that tells us that two types of atonements were necessary for a person who spoke Lashon Hara. One was in the case of Ahanu Maisov, where what he tried to do did make an impact. And the other case of atonement is the case of Lo Ahanu Maisov, where what he tried to do did not make an impact. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim writes, Afilu im lo bo ayidei lashon hara shalo shum ro'o liho ishahu, even if no damage, no bad, came to the object of his comment as a result of his comment. Kigon, for example, shalo kiblu hashomim es divarov, the people he was speaking to did not accept his statement. They wrote it off and said either it can't be, or it's a mistake, or you're misunderstanding, but they didn't take what he said as damaging. They didn't take it to heart. Afal pi kein mechlal lashon hara la nafka, it is nevertheless going to be considered lashon hara, v'tzarech kapara, and you see clearly that it needs atonement, because there are two categories of atonement. One is where it made an impact, and one is where it didn't make an impact. V'yosa mizeh, the Chafetz Chaim concludes, afilu im hu mishair lechatchila, even if a person recognizes from the beginning that by making this comment, it will not damage the person. He's convinced in his estimate, for example, that the person is so popular that it won't make a difference. Afal pi kein osur lo lesapir begnuso, it is nevertheless forbidden to speak badly about the other person. In order to appreciate what the Chafetz Chaim is ruling over here, I think a quick analogy from Hilchos Shabbos would be helpful. We sometimes look at a mitzvah or a prohibition, and it makes no difference what the outcome is. What makes a difference is, what did you do? And in other applications, the outcome is really what matters. Take, for example, in Hilchos Shabbos, the prohibition not to plant a seed. So if a person would plow, and he would take a packet of seeds, and he would seed them in the plowed area, which is fertile, and it's a place outdoors where it would rain, and according to estimates, this act has the capability of causing growth. It would be defined as seeding and would be prohibited on Shabbos. And this is true even if the person seeded and then went ahead and took a trowel and messed it all up and withdrew the seeds. Because at the time that he seeded it, it was receptive and capable of growing, and therefore it is the act of seeding. You have, in contrast, a case of cooking, where the prohibited act may be viewed as putting the item in the oven or putting the item on the stovetop, but that's not really the prohibited activity. It's putting it on and then having it cook or bake. And therefore, we have an interesting rule that if a person accidentally, or God forbid, purposely, put an item up to cook, then if he would withdraw it before it cooked, he would save himself from the true prohibition, because it didn't cook, because the outcome is the prohibition in that case. And in each application, we need to know what is the prohibition. What the Chafetz Chaim is saying over here is that the act of seeding ill is itself a prohibition. Even if it didn't end up growing, because whatever, the prohibited act has still been done. And that's this concept that even if nothing ended up happening to the person, the speaker would still have to do tshuva on the act of Lashon Hara, which they did. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.